The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Some things never seem to change. I read recently that the residents of the Mattole Valley, Petrolia, Honeydew area have been experiencing marijuana robberies at numerous grow sites. This has been going on for years. The big difference now is that a number of growers are attempting to legitimately grow marijuana and sell it for both medicinal and recreational purposes. Reporting of rip-offs, as they are commonly referred to, is on the rise because a number of growers who have become legitimate are now calling law enforcement when the theft occurs. Theft of marijuana has been happening since the time the crop became valuable, 30 to 40 years ago. I can recall reports of thefts back in the 80s and 90s involving a great deal of violence resulting in death and missing persons, many of whom have never been accounted for. If law enforcement was contacted as a result of a ripoff or violent act, it usually days later after the area was cleaned up to avoid any type of prosecution. Things are different now. Many growers are trying to create a legitimate industry by following guidelines set down by the state and county. Taxes are being paid, environmental studies are being conducted, and the county planning department has been tasked with making sure the ordinances are being adhered to. It can be very good for those who want to become legitimate, but there are those who will not seek the legal option due to the lucrative return on the black market. Not hard to understand, no regulations to worry about, no taxes to pay, no environmental concerns, and no one dictating how much marijuana you can produce. No doubt marijuana may have medicinal and herbal qualities. It may also be less addictive than other substances. I've also been a longtime supporter of the production of industrial hemp, which could be grown on a large-scale basis in the vast farmlands across the country, especially the Central Valley of California. The problem is, and always has been, that man took a simple plant, grew the plant in vast numbers, and marketed it to a whole generation of young people. The lawlessness associated with marijuana is, and as in most instances like this, a product of greed and generational duplication. So the violence associated with marijuana will continue as long as the product is valuable and the outlaw grower wants the value to stay high for their own personal gain. Yes, there can be a legal market and production of marijuana, but I'm afraid that day is in a distant future. I give a lot of credit to those who are working toward legitimate production and marketing of marijuana. They have worked hard and spent a great deal of money to become compliant with state and local regulations. The thefts of marijuana, legal or non-legal grows, will probably continue. There is no simple answer except taking away the greed factor, which will not happen in the near future. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.